Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko says the decision by House Democrats to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Trump was the wrong one. WRVO's Jason Smith reports.
Katko said yesterday that after reading the summary of the call between President Trump and Ukraine's president and the whistleblower complaint that followed, there's not enough evidence to launch an impeachment inquiry.
If you look at the call itself is a transcript of what they spoke about. To me, from an evidence standpoint, nowhere near enough, right, to start an impeachment proceeding. And then you have the whistleblower complaint, which was also released, right? That has no direct knowledge of the events. It has second and third hand information. Does it provide a blueprint of what to look at? Of course. But does that mean at this point you start an impeachment proceeding? No.
Katko instead said a thorough investigation should have been done before the impeachment inquiry was announced.
If you want to investigate things, that's your prerogative. But as all I'm saying through all this, and I know I sound repetitive here, don't put the cart before the horse, because it's never been done in the history of our country before to start impeachment proceedings and then do an investigation. As all I'm saying is wait till you develop the facts and see where the facts take you.
Katko said while this, what he called political nonsense, is going on, work being done in Washington will grind to a halt, and he predicts the partisan rhetoric from both sides will only get worse. The three Democrats running to challenge Katko in next year's election, Francis Knoll, Roger Misso, and Dana Balter, have all said they support the impeachment inquiry. For WRVO News, I'm Jason Smith.